Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348. Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
It's The Buzz 24/7 at morningbuzz.com.
This is unbelievable.
Now that's what's up.
Well, hello there. Been a heck of a morning, I'll tell you that right now. Started off, Laura spilled hot tea down her chest into her cleavage. I got picked off in the face with a package of rice cakes.
Almost cooked a cake in the trick.
Kelly Brown rubbed his privates across a mandolin, one of those cheese cutters. That's a mess.
Oh my God.
And Roadkill jumped off of a first story roof onto an upside-down bar stool. That ain't pretty.
For him, it's like a 10-story.
Yeah. But
I see what you did there.
That's the kind of morning we've had, and it's just Wednesday. We got two more to go to get through the week. All right, can I ask, what was the kerfuffle about with the dog? Well, because we had a pet situation. Laura came in this morning, wound up, no sleep, high blood pressure.
Yeah, sucks. Sucky night.
Yeah, there's no question. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's more just no sleep. Otis woke me. Now, the time change messes with pets. It does. They are so normal. Like, they eat. Otis eats at 7:30 in the morning, 5:30 at night.
Dogs, like little kids, are creatures of routine.
They love routine. They love a schedule. So when the times have changed, everything in their mind to them, it's 6:30 in the morning, not 7:30 in the morning. It's 4:30. It's not 5. Everything's different. Same thing when they changed in November, it took me a month and a half to get him back into routine. Does it again. Anyways, 10:30 last night, he wakes me up to go pee. Way off in his schedule. I let him out. I lay down on the couch in the basement waiting for him to bark to come back in.
That's trouble.
This happens at 1 in the morning. Every morning I'm fine. But the 10:30 is so early on in my bed, like my sleep cycle, that's when I sleep the hardest. Fell asleep, woke up at midnight. Oh, poor Otis, still outside. Open the door. He's gone. Can't find him anywhere.
Oh, God.
And I'm like, oh.
The stress of not being able to find your freaking pet.
So I can't find him outside. I go out front of my house, and I'm Otis. And then I see him. I'm like, oh, crap. He's in the front yard, which it's not fence. And now he has all of our street and everywhere he could go. And I start, Otis, grab the treats. Otis.
You don't want to make a lot of noise in the neighborhood.
Neighbors.
1 in the morning.
And I'm walking up the road to try to get close to him and give him, you know, treats. Nope. He'd run further away from me. And I'm like, I don't want, the way he's running, if I keep going that way, he's going to a main road.
Kelly, I don't know if you heard that Laura appeared on a few Ring doorbells.
Oh, yeah. Those sensor lights were going off
on
our road.
Those cameras are like, Laura, I think you appeared in my, and your dog is in my backyard, the whole neighborhood.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You know. I got a text message at 5 this morning, was at the gym. Hey, don't know if you know this, but I got a glimpse of Otis. And so, that was my night. I finally got him back in at 12:45. Whatever.
If we get another dog, we're contemplating getting a fence because of that. Because on a couple of occasions, we had an electric fence. Molly went walkabout. And I don't want to have that happen again. That's stressful. Yeah. And what were you all wound up about?
She said something about, you know, how she's dealing with it. Like, today he may not get this. And I said, speaking of that, about 3 weeks ago.
So you're going to deny him
something.
Well,
I go, you know, maybe today I don't take him for a walk. And he loved, like, as soon as he, like, I get home, our routine is I take him for a walk every day. And he will be over at the coat hanger biting at my coat. And if he sees my running sneakers out, he'll go get them.
Yeah.
Like, okay, Mom, time to go.
Yeah.
He knows that
that's
those green sneakers means walk time.
Yep.
So today I was like, maybe I won't take him.
So but, that's
yeah,
when
you're going to show him.
But, that's when I said, about 3 weeks ago, the afternoon is usually Diego's my responsibility. When I get home from work, I take him out and stuff. So at like 5, I take him out one more time until like before we get to bed. So I took him out, and, you know, he just peed and just kind of stood there. I'm like, all right, let's go back in. I guess you don't have to do anything. Went in, gave him a treat, and Amy comes home. We make dinner. We each grab our plate. We head for, you know, let's go watch some stuff on the DVR.
Something's happening here.
Diego shit in my chair again.
In the chair, not near.
And for lack of a better way, it's a love seat kind of couch.
Yeah.
They both recline.
Shit on the couch again? So he's already shit on the couch?
He did this like a year ago. And I was like, are you serious? And Amy's like, oh my God. You know, did you take? Yes. So she, you know, speaks to him. Oh, and then she cleaned it up. I just went in the other room.
So on a scale of cleanup, easy? Like quick, there's a couple of logs or
is it runny one?
No, two hard turds.
Oh, good.
Okay, so right. Amy cleans it off. And
you don't want one of those soft serves.
No, I don't. So
I'm like, wow, we did that without doing that. Yeah, really bright, yeah. Damn,
so,
yeah.
Okay. You know, okay. And then I sit over on because Amy's got the full length couch, and of course you have to face this way now. Like my seat's perfect. It faces the TV, but Amy sits at the end so she can face it. But now I gotta sit like this to look at the TV, and it's like
you're like Danny DeVito and Rhea Perlman in Matilda.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
So you know I'm not sitting on that today. We cleaned it, but I'm gonna let it dry.
Yep.
That night I take Diego out. He does everything he needs to. He comes in. He's running around looking for his treat. I'm like, absolutely not. And I was honest with him. You most likely, as I said to him in the kitchen,
yeah,
will never get anything from me again, except the basics. The basics being water.
Sustenance.
His normal food. I will take him out. He will get everything that the law says I have to do.
Okay, can I tell you? So the thing is, and I'm going to go for a walk with Otis today. Everything I've learned in all of, I did the puppy essentials class, I did the the other training classes, gone through a lot of dog classes. Dogs, besides the routine thing, it's all instant gratification. You can't punish a dog. And this is why they say, you know,
he doesn't know why you're not giving him a treat.
Right. What they say,
we got more.
Okay. They say that the best thing is now when you're trying to teach him potty train. As soon as they go potty, instant gratification, they get a treat. So then they know you're getting rewarded.
Yes.
By you not now, he's been going outside, going to the bathroom.
Yes.
So when he comes in, he's expecting that, I did this. By you not giving him a treat, he doesn't know why, he doesn't get the correlation.
Okay.
You can't punish a dog a week later, a month later, even an hour later. That's why they say if they pee on the carpet and you come home and you see pee on the carpet, you can't say, bad dog, because they don't know is bad dog, because happen right then and there. They were spot on. That's their attention.
I have proof that's not true.
So I got home last night late, and Amy usually takes him out later, and I go, I'm already dressed. I'll take Diego out. I took Diego out. He did everything. He comes in the house, and he's running around. And I look at him, and I go, no, you're not getting anything. So I climb into bed, and Amy goes, are you gonna FaceTime the girls? And I'm like, yeah. She goes, can I talk to you for a second? I'm like, yeah, what's wrong? She goes, now, how long is this punishment going to go on for? And I go,
ever.
I think he's not getting anything from me. And I said, except the basic water, food, and I'm taking him out. And he goes, he doesn't even remember what he did. I go, Diego has had 3 accidents in this house. One of them was the first day we moved there. I don't know he got freaked out. He pooped in the hallway. The other 2 times were on my fucking chair. So to tell me, To tell me that he doesn't remember.
Hold on.
He's not like pooping here on the couch. He's now out of the 3 times that he's been up to bat, 2 of them have been on my couch.
Okay, but they poop where they smell it.
Okay.
So if they poop in one place, the chances of if they're pooping, they're going to poop in that area again.
A full year later?
I don't know.
But here's the thing.
Suspicious.
He has never done it. He doesn't even climb up on that couch. It's not like he hangs out with Amy on that couch. So he decides to come over and to do it on, for lack of a better word, my couch. So I said, hon, she's like, well, how would you treat if the, I'm like, wait a minute. You're comparing it to the girls? If the girls come over and crap on the couch, I would be like, first off, my mind would be blown. But second off, I'd be like, oh, okay, you know, I'm trying to figure it out. I am even trying to take him out more. I'm trying to work with him. But I'm sorry, we're not really buddies right now. We're not roommates.
That's okay. So dogs' number one thing is they want to receive affection. They want your attention and affection from you. So they're, that's the moment in which you can show them that they did something bad. Like this morning, when this all happened, we went right in the house. Otis did 100 zoomies around every couch in the living room. I walked right into my room and shut the door. He wasn't getting my attention or my affection at that point. And when I left today, he didn't get my affection. That was it. Now today, I'm going to go home. Yeah. He forgets about last night. I take him for a walk. We're back to normal.
Okay.
You can't punish a dog. In fact, he has no idea why you're...
Okay. I just don't know what is going on lately. Now, Amy, the two of them snuggle every night. They're on the couch. They're inseparable.
Well, she needs warmth from something.
Because he ain't getting it from you.
Now, we have no carpets in the house. That dog, all he does is pace around. And if he does have to go to the bathroom, he doesn't go to Amy anymore. He goes specifically to me and sits in front of me and just sits there.
All right. This is your chance to embrace
Can I just, a couple of things.
I'd love to hear your advice.
Because I think that you can, I think they do know, okay, to a certain point. If dogs didn't realize that what they did was wrong, you've all seen dogs realize when the owner walks in, I'm in trouble. They got that face.
But not like, the first time.
Maybe not the first time, because... but on the second time, yeah, they're going to know because of your reaction the first time. So I believe in letting the dog know that you're upset. And
or
you're
they
displeased.
May just be reading your body language, knowing you're upset, and that's
that is
why
also accurate.
Yes.
That is also possible, yes. I just, when people start saying they know, and I'm not talking about you guys, well, this is what the dog thinks. We don't know. Well, I mean, to be honest with you,
animal trainers have a pretty good idea.
We can tell about behaviors, yes, but just this whole thing about tell me what a dog sees with their eyes, I don't buy it. I don't know how you know that. Scotty, carrying this any further than one day is not going to be effective.
But
I think
it has
in the
been
moments,
making me feel better.
In the moments like afterwards, to they're going to see your reaction and they're going to see what they did and what you're doing. They're going to make a connection for a period of time, but certainly not longer than a day. I mean, I don't think.
So
I mean,
this is we are now going upon this is the third week. And Amy was like,
Wait a minute.
And you have him
You've been freezing this dog out for 3 weeks.
And you think that he understands why you're not giving him.
Dude.
The dog goes to the bathroom, expects a treat because it's going to the bathroom. You're going to end up turning it into a backfire thing when the dog's going to go, well, if I'm not getting a treat for going out there, then when am I going to get it? So now he's going to test your limits and say, hey, maybe I'll try pooping here or peeing there. And maybe that will give me a treat. The dogs obviously, they love food and they love treats.
Specifically attacking me.
Okay. And no, you're... Okay.
They pooped in his fucking chair.
Okay.
Doesn't it... Don't they say, these same animal behaviors that we're talking about here, don't they say that a dog or... cats are different because they poop in a box. I don't get it. But dogs, when they poop in the house, it's either something physical or they're upset or angry or something. That's what they're showing you... displeasure. Yeah. That's what these behavioral experts say, What are you doing that is throwing the dog off?
Well, now it's because he's not giving him treats.
Now it is. You're more likely to get more shit on your chair now than you were before.
That's what I'm saying.
Every morning I go out to sit on that seat for a second, put my sneakers on and put my socks on. And I gotta turn the light on to make sure there's no treats in there for me.
It's not radioactive, dude. Wipe it down, clean it with clean fluid, flip the
cushion
over. I'm making sure that he didn't get up in the middle of the night and go shit on the couch again.
So, in the morning when you leave, are you showing the dog any attention?
He's passed out. He doesn't wake up with me at all unless it's I have to go to the bathroom.
He wouldn't give him attention anyway. He ain't giving any attention.
Oh, maybe that's it. That's why he's mad. He wants more attention. So he's like, maybe he'll show me attention if I poop on his chair.
I'm going to shit on his chair.
Because guess what? Even bad attention might be good attention to him because then you're showing him some kind of attention.
That's how kids end up in kid prisons.
I know.
Bad attention is better than no attention.
I don't know if I'm ready yet.
Laura, I'm going to give him the bare necessities. Just sustenance. That's all I'm going to give him.
How would you like it if when you have a pet?
Hey.
Yes.
I came down the stairs at 3 in the morning when Valerie was gone for a couple of days.
Yeah.
And Molly shit in 8 different places.
No.
Now, that was an indicator.
When they get the runs, forget it.
But that was an indicator, however, that something was wrong that we missed. Okay. But 8 things on the carpet. And I spent an hour at 3 in the morning doing that, and she's sitting there looking at me, and I wasn't mad at her because I knew it wasn't her fault.
Okay,
how you know
would
what
you
I mean?
Like? How would you like if you came down and out of everywhere that she shit on your computer chair. So the first time you're going to go, you're going to be kind of astonished by it because, A, you've never seen that dog in that chair before. I've never seen. So, and then you're like, wow, out of anywhere in this house for you to do it. You did it like
because there's something you're not doing. The dog is craving some kind of attention from you.
I love how you're taking it so personal.
Because he should be, because it is your fault. You say the dog is craving attention from you. He's not getting it, so he'd rather get bad attention by pooping on your chair and saying, maybe now he'll give something to
me. Laura Boyce, dog psychologist.
No, come on. And this is common sense. Like, obviously, he's proving to you, like, hey, buddy, show me more attention or I'm going to keep.
I believe when a dog poops and you go, look at this, and it knows you're mad and it knows that's why. But that's the extent of it. After that, if you wait a day, I would tease Molly, look at her and go, you know what you did yesterday, but you can't carry it like that. Look at, he's really angry. He's looking down. He's not looking up.
I'm just...
Not a good pet owner?
I always... Probably. I've always said, for a while there, my ex-wife would be like, when you put the kids in the corner, you put them in for how old they are. Really? I put like fucking 3 zeros behind that. They can stand there for 3 hours. Because you know what? What they did was wrong. So I'm
three weeks with the dog is exactly what
they need. So maybe I'm overhandling, but I just feel in my head, I am teaching him a lesson.
I agree with the kids could be longer than like 2 minutes. I do agree with that, but not 3 hours. You're so old school, black and white, right, wrong. That's it. That's you. That's Pat McMullen right there. You are Pat McMullen. Well, good luck, man.
Thank you.
Please keep us up to date because I'm guessing
that you
have more bad situations in your future because of how you're handling this.
I appreciate that he's at least being honest about it.
No,
right?
I was wondering, and I think what was happening also last night, there's a little breakdown in the communication in my marriage, because I think last night, the tag team, there's a little crack in the tag team.
She's tag teaming with a dog.
Because I think he's getting treats from her.
Well,
somebody's got to be nice to that dog.
I thought we were in this together.
That dog's got to feel love, man.
It's instant gratification. I did something good. I need a treat.
You know what's going to happen? Let me tell you something right now. I'll tell you what's going to happen. Scotty's going to get a bunch of emails tonight. He's going to get a bunch of emails tonight from people who are going to explain the other side, like this side of the coin.
I know the puppy people that I went to listen to the show. I hope they're listening to this. Send them what you're thinking.
Well, Scotty's learning. Let's look at it this way. Yeah. So he can learn here.
Because if I'm old-fashioned, there was quite a few good dogs in the old days that survived this type of... I mean, one of my best Pat McMullen stories that he told the girls, he went to his uncle's house for Thanksgiving in the late 40s. The dog jumped up on the table, ate the turkey. They took him outside and shot him.
Oh, my God.
And both the girls are sitting there at the table, probably, 5 and 7, and like waiting for Grandpa to drop the funny line. Okay. He didn't.
And back in my day, the dog jumped up and had the turkey. Took him outside and shot him.
That was the 40s. They probably also ate him. Okay, so it's a whole different world. Hey, will you do me a favor?
What's that?
Go home and love that dog.
Yeah.
And we are all right, we are buddies. We are. And I would be lying to you if I didn't say, because when I go home, I holler for him, I take him outside, and we walk around the backyard, and I give him plenty of time. We go in the house, we get a treat. If I take a nap on the couch, he always jumps up.
But
he always
deny
joins
him
me.
Treats.
But
you're denying
I just feel like you didn't do one poop on your mother's couch and one on mine. You did both of them on mine.
I know, but a dog is... Dogs are usually food motivated. When they do something good, you give them a treat. When they do something bad, you don't. The fact that every time you take him out now and he goes to the bathroom and you're not giving him that reward, he's not going to know whether that's good or bad.
I love that he's pooping on my chair. He's mad at me. I'm going to show him.
Maybe
I love
it was just
that.
A freak thing where he lost his bowel control.
But Kelly...
Why is it happening on his chair?
If I put a video camera up there, I'm telling you, Ray, he never goes up there except to crap.
Kelly, I tell you right now, that dog is probably so smart. It probably went to the neighbor's yard, grabbed some shit, and then brought it in the house and put it on Scotty's chair because he obviously hates Scotty.
Probably put the bag in the tree.
Yep, probably. Probably climbed up there, cleaned it up there. Well, go home and give that dog some love. Not just some sustenance. Give the dog some love.
starting today, when I get home, I may consider the treat. I will look into this.
When he does something good, yeah, show him good
behavior. Well, I'm going to go home first. I'm going to look at my chair to make sure that he didn't sneak.
Not a guarantee.
Okay. Nothing is written in stone right now. Nothing.
All right. All right. Well,
Shut up.
Alexa.
Siri. Alexa.
Siri, whatever their name is.
Shut up.
Okay.
Thank you.
I'll do it.
Good. Thank you.
Greg, I right there's a perfect woman.
Oh, man, that's the best. All right. Well,
I'll keep you updated.
To be continued, man. To be continued. Roadkill at morningbuzz.com is the email address should you have some suggestions for Mr.
And, you know,
McMullen.
And simmer down. He's got a warm house, AC in the summer. He's got a damn good life. I just, right now, I don't think he deserved treats after pooping on my couch.
All right.
So save the, you know what? He gets loved.
All right. There you go. So we'll find out more. To be continued, everybody. That's the Buzz 24/7 for today. Enjoy the rest of the day. Laura, have a good day. I hope it goes better than the first part.
I am going to nap before I take him for a walk.
Take a nap. That's tomorrow on the third day, Captain Dave Marciano, Wicked Tuna, going to be joining us in the studio. Also, we are going to have some more tickets for you. So that is happening tomorrow. We will see you then.
Do you know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Is their addiction spiraling out of control? Get sober now. 800-959-6348. Private insurance may cover costs with Elite Rehab Placement. 800-959-6348.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.